Boogie check.
And a fine tone it is too. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. Tis I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? If so, stop what you're doing. Give me a call, 312-981-7200. Look at the title, Boogie Check of Life, meaning anything in life can be on the Boogie Check. But I'm not putting it there. You are. I'm busy stealing stuff from Bob Surratt. You know, every morning between 5 and 5:30, Bob Surratt takes the first call and gives them a prize. And yeah, I'm ripping him off and I'm doing it on my own show. But at least I admit I stole it. So the first call, 312-981-7200, will get a prize. That's right. 312-981-7200. You know, I got a couple of things bugging me. My voice, number one. You know, my voice was fine when I got up. And then every once in a while I'm supposed to take this inhaler thing, and it just, and it's not supposed to make me sound like this, but it screws everything up. I sound like, I don't know what I sound like. But I don't like it. See? I mean, I don't know. 312-981-7200. Yeah, John, tell us more about your medical history. Well, I got 312-981-7200. Come on and get that prize. Oh, here we go. Hey, Carol. Oh, Carol.
Here we go.
Oh, Carol, you got to turn your radio down.
I did, sir.
You don't have to call me sir.
Oh, okay. What do I call you? Boogie Check? No.
You can call me John.
John. Okay, John. Thank you for the prize. I don't know what I won, but I appreciate whatever it is.
Well, of course you do. It's fun to win stuff.
Oh, it is. It certainly is. Yeah, especially when you're a loser all the time.
You're not a loser, Carol.
No, I'm not. Not at all. No, sir.
I mean, you're number one tonight.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to celebrate. Yes,
you should. Big party.
I'll pour my glass of little wine.
Big party over at Carol's house. Bring the Chablis.
Yeah. Not Chablis. Maybe Pinot Grigio.
Okay.
All right.
I can work with that. We have here's what you got. A desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Stay on the line there, Carol, so we can get all that vital information that is required to get you your prize. 312-981-7200. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Earl. Hello, Earl. Earl.
Hi, John.
Hey, Earl. What's going on?
The other day I had somebody from Landmark Pest Control on, and I thought that was really interesting, some of the things that they kind of debunked.
We were talking about rats. Yeah.
Yeah, and the funny thing, the coincidence, I was talking to one of my friends down in Sparta, Tennessee. He's an undertaker down there, and we were just shooting the breeze, and all of a sudden I heard this big pop and some rustling sounds. And I go, what in the world was that? He goes, a big old rat just ran across the top of my desk, and I took a shot at him. And I guess
Wait
he was
a
wearing
minute.
A sidearm.
Hold on a second. The guy's an undertaker in Tennessee. He's sitting at a desk with a sidearm. A rat goes across his desk, and he shoots at it.
Right. And the funny part was he missed and he blew the corner off his desk. He goes, I just blew the corner right off my desk.
You know, that's what I want to do. When I die, I want my body to be taken to an undertaker that has a rat problem.
Well, it wasn't in the actual main building. It was in kind of like a coach house out and back. But
I got you.
I got another good story. I'll tell you another time about him. But
I just thought
I'd tell you that. I thought it was kind of funny coincidence after hearing the pest control person and then talking to him about that.
Well, thanks for calling, Carl. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Sherry. Hey, Sherry. What's up?
Hi, how are you? I was listening to your
cough in your voice and your inhaler thing?
Yeah.
You don't have asthma, do you?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't know why you're using an inhaler. But in high school, I had voice lessons. We all used to do, like, musicals and stuff.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Ellen Stone in Naperville used to teach a bunch of us. And someone listening might have the recipe. But when it was winter or whatever, and you would get colds or whatever, she'd always make this instant tea thing. Mm-hmm. And I remember at least 4 or 5 of the ingredients. So maybe somebody knows it, or her kids might have the recipe.
What ingredients do you remember?
I remember instant tea. I think it was Nestle. Tang. Crushed cloves. And sugar, I think.
Hmm.
And she would warm it up. And if you, like, couldn't sing, your throat was tight or whatever, it would just loosen up. And you could bellow. But the other thing I wanted to mention, that's why I asked if you had asthma in college. Junior year, we all decided to get a two-bedroom apartment, so it was 2 and 2. And one of my roommates would, in the middle of the night, start coughing, but she had asthma. So another type of recipe, you take a tablespoon, and you put a dollop of honey in the center, and then on top of that, this is mostly for colds and stuff, like scratchy throat, and then you, on top of that, you put like that real lemon, that green bottle, mm-hmm. or no?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Then what happens is the honey soothes your throat, and the lemon cuts the mucus.
Sherry, thank you so much. I'm going to try all those formulas. Sherry, everybody, helping me out with my voice. And then you know what else? You do all of that, and then you drink about a half quart of Jack Daniels. And man, I am telling you, whee! You don't even know that you have a hoarse voice anymore.
John, this is Yogi saying goodbye to you.
Okay. And also,
good evening, John.
There you go. 312-981-7200, Boogie Check, John Landecker. Carl, hello.
Hello, John. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, Carl. How about you?
Yeah, pretty good, actually. Hey, just for the record, a little scratchiness, it is allergy season.
Could be. You know, and also I was mowing the lawn today, and, you know, that kicks up dust and who
absolutely
knows what else. Right.
According to Tom Skilling, the mold and the wheat count are in the high category.
You
My
don't
word.
Say.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Hey, John, I got a couple questions for you, if I may.
No,
and then I'll
do.
Scoot.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Number one, what's the difference between this and that?
And?
That's it.
What?
What's the difference between this and that?
And.
Yeah, A and D.
That's the answer, right?
No.
No. I don't know. What's the difference between this and that?
Two letters. I know it's deep. Yeah. Okay. Final question. Okay. Let's see if you get this one. Who did the song? You're going to love this. Real song. Black denim trousers and motorcycle boots. And a god.
Oh, man. That is an old tune.
Well,
that's actually before my time.
No, it's not actually. No.
Who did it? Well, like the swinging teenagers or the juvenile
delinquents? Who were you talking about earlier? The singer? Crooner?
Vaughn Monroe?
I swear to God. Not kidding. Seriously.
He sang black. What did he sing?
Black denim trousers. And motorcycle boots. That's the name of the game. The song.
I'm going to have to. I'm writing that down right now.
Yeah. It topped out at 38 on the Billboard charts.
Black motorcycle boots.
No.
Okay. I'll look
black
up.
Denim trousers and motorcycle boots.
Black denim trousers.
Yeah, there's a good version by Edith Piaf.
Piaf. Not
19,
Piaf.
Like rice pilaf or.
Yeah, Rice Pilaf. Yeah. Get out of here.
Get out of here. Get out of here. You don't know. You don't know. Get out of here. Let's see what's going on here. No, I don't want to.
Am I done? I think I'm done.
Yeah, you're done.
Oh.
Yep. But thank you.
He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hot popsicle that took off like a gun.
Wait a minute, that says it's done by the Cheers in 1955. Oh, well. Hold on a second, as long as we're here. Oh, yeah, there's another version done by... Can only imagine what this is going to sound like.
He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back.
I can't get no satisfaction, but I try because I'm Jumpin' Jack Flash. Oh, rock and roll.
The kids at the sock hop. Yeah.
That was 1955. That is before my time. I wasn't even 10 years old then. That was not my cup of tea anyway. That didn't have that rock sound. If you know what I mean. I'm Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, John. That first version you just played a clip of, that was done by a group called the Cheers.
Yeah.
And I believe somebody in that group by the name of Bert Convy went on to be on television game shows.
To host, you bet.
Yeah.
No kidding.
So that's the version I remember, but I don't ever remember hearing the Vaughn Monroe version of that. So,
well, I got to tell you,
pretty cool.
I mean, I don't know. With all due respect to Vaughn Monroe, and I've only heard two songs where he attempted to sort of have a rock and roll flavor, it was not his thing. Let's just say it wasn't a Vaughn Monroe. He should have stayed with the crooning or whatever else songs that he sang.
He should have stayed with Ghost Riders in the Sky. Did he do that one? Remember that?
Gosh, sure. This is getting too. This is getting way too. My brain can't handle this.
I know, John. John, you're just a youngster. You don't remember all of this.
I know. I can't remember. Thanks for calling, Mike.
All right, buddy. Have a good evening.
Bye.